Earlier last week, I was joined in the studio by Waterford duo Jack and Dean Larkin, who have recently joined up with First Division side Wexford FC ahead of the upcoming League of Ireland season. We could only explore so much in that week's Sportsbeat Extra show, but here's the full interview with myself and the two lads.
Sportsbeat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Lads, you both kind of played together at Cove Ramblers before. I mean, is this kind of an interesting new move to be going to Wexford? Was it something that you kind of both talked about amongst yourselves, or was it both individual decisions that just happened to line up the way they did?
I think it was probably both individual, as you said. It was kind of came out of nowhere, I suppose. Dean had already spoken with Wexford before I did, but I had it sorted before Dean did. So it was great that we can be back together again. I think we played 31 or 32 games together last year, and the first thing we said when like went through was, "Oh Jesus, it's great that we're back together." You know what I mean? And saves mum and dad going down to two games on a Friday, having to split the game. So just coming to one venue, that's nice. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And Dean, for yourself, obviously you were being on loan at Cove, obviously from Waterford. Was that a difficult decision for you to make the move away from Waterford to go to Wexford, or was it something that you just thought for your career was probably the best option?
It was a no-brainer, really, because I just wanted to play football, regular minutes and stuff like that. And that's kind of mainly what it was about. And I didn't see it at Waterford, so I needed to move out.
Mm. And obviously, you would have been familiar with the project at Wexford before. Obviously, it's changed a lot since you were there. The team has kind of come on leaps and bounds. I mean, I think when you were there, I think the highest position they finished was in sixth, and now they're looking for promotions, playoff spots, and getting up even further. And that brilliant run in the FAI Cup last season, I think everyone was talking about. Is it something for you coming back? Does it feel bigger now, or does it kind of feel like a bit of familiarity for yourself?
Yeah, it feels bigger, that's for sure. 100% definitely feels bigger. It's grown massively. Obviously, they've permission for the new grounds in Wexford, and obviously I know the SET are planning on going into Wexford town, so there's a lot of good things happening with Wexford and the club itself, and it just seems like it's going in the right direction compared to where I was back then. Obviously there's still similar people involved who are brilliant people and stuff like that, but I think, you know, they've added in the right areas and stuff on the field, off the field, and obviously that just comes with proper, I suppose, planning, recruitment off the pitch and stuff. So yeah, no, the team looks good this year, and hopefully we can have a push at the playoffs, and you know, we'll see where we go from there.
Mm. I mean, players aren't the only people that have been changed this year. New manager Stephen Elliott, I mean, that must have been a big reason for the move as well. Kind of, you would have chatted to him beforehand, obviously, before making that transfer. What did you think of that?
Yeah, no, he impressed me so far. Obviously, I've been down there a few times. He knows what he wants. I think I was only down there Saturday. I was saying that to Dean. I was saying I kind of understood what he wanted within 5-6 minutes of being in the changing room. You know, when he was putting down the video on the board and stuff, I kind of got his idea and how he was looking to play very, very soon. I was like, okay, you know, it could be a good season, because obviously he wants transparency and how you want to play and stuff like that. So yeah, no, he's been really good, really impressive, and obviously John was with him as well, is very good. So they've got a good connection, and the trainings have been lively, and they've been tough, but they've been lively, and yeah, all the players I think are enjoying it and buying in, which is probably the most important thing to it all.
Mm-hmm. Dean, for yourself as well, it's a bit familiar setting as well, you know, obviously Jack's going to be there, but also Robin McCourse also moved to Wexford as well.
Yeah.
Was that kind of seems a bit weird to you, as kind of you're moving over and you're just like, oh, here's the lads that I know.
From before as well, I actually didn't get to play at Robbie now when he was with Waterford. It was only just a pre-season or whatever, but I would have played with Mikey Rowe down there as well. So I knew most of them just from playing against him in the league anyway, so settled in, and they've been nice, they've been sound, you know.
Yeah, because yourself and Mikey, I think, didn't you join up at Cove at the same time, wasn't it? Yeah,
summer 2023.
Yeah.
For the playoff run at Cove, so.
And would you have even heard stories from him talking about Wexford down through the years as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he played. He played obviously last year, but I don't know where he played with him beforehand, but he seemed to enjoy the season last year or whatever, and obviously they done really well, like, so.
Mm-hmm. Obviously yourself, you started out midfield and then you kind of shifted back more towards defence.
Yeah.
Is that something that when you were both growing up was a very competitive sort of position to be playing in?
I think it is, yes. For any team, it's the engine room. I think it's the win, losing of every game is in the middle of the field. So, but they moved me further and further away from the goal. I actually started as a striker when I was younger, so I don't know if that's a good sign or not.
I know. But you yourself, you could even probably play up front. You were a Cove Ramblers top scorer last season, weren't you, Jack?
I don't know if could I play up front now my back to goal, but no, I quite versatile, I suppose. I can probably play in a multitude of positions, but I like playing from midfield and kind of arriving into the box. And I think that's kind of what I can bring hopefully to the Wexford team, is my goals and assists and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, I had a decent year on a personal level last year. Obviously, we didn't collectively get where we had aimed to get, but I think the league table never lies come the end of the season. So we probably got what we deserved in the end. But yeah, I'm hoping to kick on now, continue, you know, improving under the new manager, and, you know, get better with every training session, every game, and maybe I can get more goals and try and be the extra top scorer this year.
For sure. I mean, there'd be plenty of competition for that anyways. But looking at, so I suppose, playing together now again at Wexford, did you ever play together when you were at Tremor?
Never. No, never.
I suppose,
yeah. No, we never, because we're all, Dean is obviously 3 years younger than me, so we never were in the same age group. And then obviously the Waterford underage thing comes into things. So obviously I was gone to Waterford by the time you get to men's football in Tremor and stuff like that. And then Dean was gone even earlier, 14 maybe, gone to the Blues underage team. So no, we never got a chance to play with each other. So it's kind of mad that you get a chance to play with each other on a national level, but on a local level you never did. So last year was the first year we ever even played a game together. So I think it was for Treaty away last year in Marketsfield. That was the first game we played together, and it was a pretty cool experience. It took a while to settle in, I thought, now, but it was good, enjoyable.
Yeah, was it the same for yourself? Because obviously you would have been starting a bit further back, and you would have been playing up obviously towards Jack. Was that something strange for yourself?
It was a pretty proud moment, like, proud of myself to be playing with him. Always looked up to him, so it was just a proud moment for me, really.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the work at Cove was obviously fantastic. They've talked a lot about the new investment and everything, but for you lads, you know, personally, development has been massive throughout the last year. What's it, suppose, at the end of the season, I suppose, obviously, people will be talking about playoff positions or even getting promoted and all that, but for personally, what does the end goal look like for you at the end of the season?
Well, I suppose, on a personal level, I suppose, you took up football when you're younger to enjoy and stuff like that. So to continue enjoying, I think you can get away from that when you're, you know, when you're in a competitive environment. So I try and just, you know, when I'm playing, try and bring that kind of kid out of me and still try and enjoy it as best I can. Obviously, like I said, it is really competitive environment and within the team and within the league. So it's just, that's my personal aim, is just to enjoy it and just improve and, you know, learn as much as I can off the manager who's obviously a wealth of experience. So yeah, that's my aim from a personal point of view.
Yeah. Was there an element, obviously, Wexford that attracted you to, because last year, I think this would have been an attitude that would have been cultivated at the club. You know, they were the highest scoring team across the two leagues as well. Granted, they conceded quite a few as well, but near the end of the season, that was kind of a bit more reformed in terms of structure. And then Stephen, obviously, being the manager, former, you know, academy manager over at St. Pat's, is there an element there that's like, you know, this is a club that allows player expression much more than, say, the rigid formations we kind of see in a lot of other big teams?
Possibly. I think obviously you always have an organisation within your structure, but I know the manager obviously was an attack mind itself, and I spoke to Mikey before I signed up at the club, and he said to me, yeah, look, the manager, he's, you know, wants to play this type of football that, you know, people will go Wexford are a good team, you know. So that kind of attracted me straight away when Mikey said that to me, and he was an attacker himself, so he wants to get the best out of the attacking players. And yeah, obviously my ears perked up then straight away, and it was a no-brainer when the decision came to be made.
Yeah. For yourself, Dean, obviously there'd be big shoes to fill with Ethan Boyle, obviously previous club captain, having left the side. There'd be a lot of competition there for that central defensive position. How are you feeling kind of going into that competition?
Yeah, I'm confident. Like, I always like to back myself, my own ability, and then, you know, go and play regular this season. But, you know, you need competition ultimately. It keeps you on your toes, and that's what you need.
And for the pair of you now, looking at how the side have worked over the last year, I mean, they've been continuing to grow year on year out. I mean, look at that FA Cup last year. Is the pressure sort of, are you feeling that now? Obviously, there was pressure at Coves as well, but with regards to sort of the increase in pressure to even be challenging more so for those playoff spots, for the promotion level, I mean, Wexford fans in particular have been clamouring for a promotion in years now. But how do you feel kind of going into that, knowing that those supporters will be on your back from the get-go?
I think every club is looking for that, you know, positive, you know, seasons and promotion and stuff like that. So I think the pressure would be no different from where we were at with Cove to Wexford. But ultimately, we want to set a high standard and, you know, and go on and get in those promotion spots and even push for our league. I don't see why we can't, you know. It's an open league this year. Everyone is is pretty even from all the sides we've seen. So I can't see why not. We can be really competitive this year and push the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same for you as well, Jack?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, obviously, as Dean said, it's probably not much difference in terms of pressure regardless when it comes to a Friday night, but I think you have to enjoy it and embrace it because, you know, it might be gone from you soon, you know, that type of, I think I like that. We like the expectation of, I suppose, you're going out every Friday night to win, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So I think that's maybe one slight difference that I've noticed is kind of, you know, there's an expectation on, you know, to win games and perform well. So I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully we can, as Dean said, it is a very open league. So there's no reason why we can't push and push and push. Obviously, there's other teams that spent lots and lots of money, I suppose, but there's no reason why we can't compete and you know, top them at the end of the day.
Mm. I mean, the first game against Coles, when you go back, how do you think that'll pan out? How are you feeling about that? Because obviously the year's been there and all that, you know, it would be a strange experience to be lined up on the opposition side.
Yeah. I suppose it will, but I've played down there a few times in the away and the away side, so it's not too bad. And obviously, you know, their fans will be right up for it because by the looks of their team, they look really strong. So they'll be out in numbers for sure. And look, it's a great club, Cove. There's no doubt about it. There's brilliant people involved, and just even walking in the door last year as a home player, you know, there's something about playing at Coleman's Park. It was, you felt, you know, a little bit more secure, a little bit more, okay, we're more than likely going to come out on top today and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, it'll be cool. It'll be interesting, but obviously I'm there to try and win a game for Wexford. So that'll be the goal.
Mm. Obviously, this question will apply to both yourselves, but in particular, Dean, obviously, you know, coming over to Wexford now, that permanent move, getting that sort of competition for the first team starting spot, which is something you mentioned that wasn't really on the cards at Waterford. You know, it must be a nice bit of confidence boost to know that coming in the side, we're looking to sign you in particular and get you involved as well. So there obviously were people looking at you and wanting to get you involved in this.
Yeah, I think obviously it's always nice when people want you, like, but I suppose that's what, by the end of the day, you know, offer maybe didn't work out when I was trying to get in there, but you got to end up playing regular at Cove. I think that stood to me a lot, and now thank God, you know, picked up a Wexford and hopefully have a good season again, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's the one fixture you're both most looking forward to this year? If you had to pick one out, the teams you'd be going up against. I mean, Cove probably would be the easy answer, but is there anything in particular?
I suppose I personally like, in grounds I'd like playing in. I've never played in Dundalk. Dundalk and Derry are the two grounds in Ireland, personally, I've never played in. So Dundalk would be a nice one, up in Oriel. And I always like Market Field in Treaty. Well, I always just like the pitch, grass pitch. Nice and open, and yeah, nice big stand. So I like a Treaty, and as I said, Oriel Park, for just to play up against them. And obviously they'll be really strong this year as well. So yeah, that'll be a good old battle up there, I'd imagine.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd probably say Dundalk myself. Never played against them in the league. I played up there a couple of times, but in the first division around, I've never played against them. So and they have to put together a strong squad. It'll be a competitive game. So I'd say Dundalk, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned obviously the big future that's coming up at Wexford, moving away from Ferrycarrig Park into sort of a more central area in Wexford. There's kind of a growing development with that side over the last few years, and I think it's something that the owners and even the backroom staff have been kind of talking about, progressively building the squad up from the top down. For you kind of coming back, obviously, after those few years, having seen where the club has gotten to, even not just at a first team level, but when you look at sort of the youth academies and the under teams that are playing in the academy leagues and all that, is that something to you that's kind of like, oh, it's kind of, it's crazy to see how this has progressed, and it's great to be back involved with it.
Yeah, it is. It's much, I suppose, probably more professionally done now and stuff like that. And it's just great to be a part of it. There's definitely differences and stuff like that. And even when I went back down to Ferrycarrig for the first time with Cove recently, you know, even, you know, the grass was amazing and stuff like that. And the stand was redone and stuff like that. So, yeah, and it's they've obviously made some big improvements, and obviously there's improvements moving forward. And I thought that come the end of last season, I was like, well, Wexford are the team on the up. They were the one team that I looked at and were like, okay, then FAI Cup semi-final, they were finished second or third in the league, and I was like, oh, they're probably the team now that I think would be really strong again next year. And their team on the up, you know, as you said, new new facilities in Wexford Town, I think, and stuff like that. So yeah, it'll be, it's definitely come on leaps and bounds, and I'm hoping that it'll continue to do so when we're down there, and hopefully we can take it there on the pitch as well.
Dean, you must be an exciting prospect. You know, last year when Cork were obviously in the league, it was from the get-go of the season, everyone was like, yeah, Cork will finish top, no bother, go up. I mean, obviously there would have been different conversations in the change room about even bringing it to them, but like all the punters, all the commentary people surrounding the season were always like, you know, Cork are easily going up. But Dundalk and this term aren't really spoke about in the same vein. Obviously, the financial difficulties over at that club. I mean, they've brought in some great signs. I mean, Dean Ebby especially up front, and you know, it's going to be a massive improvement for them. But it must be an exciting time in particular for this season, because knowing that that first place position isn't almost guaranteed from the offset.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said already, I think it's going to be really a competitive league. Most years, anyone could beat anyone anyway. But I think especially this year, you know, we have to be up for the challenge.
For sure. I mean, I'll finish it out with one final question. Who do you think is going to end with more goals in the season?
Yeah.
Well, you never know. You know, the corners, the throw-ins.
I don't think it'll be me.
No. Well, sorry, put it this way then. Who would you score more goals, or do you think you'll keep more clean sheets?
That'll be a tough one.
Well, Jack had double figures in goals last year.
How do you
double figures in clean sheets? Like, I mean, that'd be a good target, maybe. Maybe more so.
What was it last year? Do you know what it was?
I think we maybe had 11 or 12 clean sheets last year. So
I feel like you and Dean, you need to back yourself in particular, because if you don't, then what does that say about the goalkeeper?
No, I think it might be clean sheets. I think, because it was clean sheets last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
11 or 12, I had 10. So yeah, I've got to try and come up drums this year. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, lads, thanks so much for coming. It's been an absolute pleasure, and best luck with the rest of the season. I'm sure I'll be bumping into you at some point at different games down the Ferry Carry Park.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.